Many thanks for joining our broadcast, Professor. Tell us about the philosophy of Tasua and Ashura to begin with.
To begin with, the philosophy of Ashura, of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, to revive the values, the original values of Islam, which were deviated by Yazid bin Abi Sufyan, and this deviation may affect the Muslim community to go astray from the real path of Islam, which was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family. That's why Imam Hussein went into this martyrdom, this day of Karbala, in order to tell Muslims not to obey tyranny or obey despotism and stay in the path of Islam. That's the main philosophy, the values of Islam, which were deviated or distorted by Yazid and his father.
So to say, again, before I ask you this question, Mohsen, we have the live images that we are receiving. People are watching those images from the Iranian central city of Kashan. Mourning ceremonies going on there, as in the center
That's
of
true.
Iran, on the ninth day of Muharram on the lunar calendar, on the eve of the martyrdom. Anniversary of
Tomorrow,
Shia's third Imam, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Mohsen Saleh, this immortality that I was talking about, why is it that Muslims around the world still mark these days? It's been 400 years or so, 1400 years or so, and this day
years,
is still mourned. Why
still alive. It's still alive because of these values I talked about. Muslims resort to these values in order to alive, to bring life for themselves, because they have been neglected, exploited, and also occupied and distorted from all kinds of distortion, especially from the istighbar, the United States, Zionism, and the despotic regimes in the Arab world and the Muslim world. Peoples in the Muslim communities all over the world, whether in Lebanon or in Iran or in Iraq, feel that Imam Hussein gives the example, the great example, the magnificent example for them when he went into this martyrdom against despotism and against distortion of Islam. So that's why they are bringing back, every year they bring back these values to be alive and to be the just way for them in order to bring life for themselves. Commemorating the Imam Hussein's martyrdom, commemorating their problems, their life, their way of life, their living of aspects and merits in their lives. Muslims cannot live without Imam Hussein and his martyrdom and the values and the meanings and the teachings of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein was not going for rulership or for bringing heritage for himself. He was bringing back the Islamic traditions to life and to Muslims. And he told them that if you come with us, you will open the way for Islamic life, the real way of Islamic life. And if you don't follow these teachings and these values of the Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ali and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, then you will go astray and you will live in dark. And that's why people who followed Yazid, they really were regretting such moment, and they felt very bad. And now peoples in Islamic world, they feel that Imam Hussein is the best expression for their lives and their teachings and their doctrine.
Right. Mohsen Saleh, there is a saying that, as you were explaining that, there's a saying that came to my mind, that the tyrant dies and his rule ends, but the martyr dies and his rule begins. I want to get your comment on that. And how do you relate this to what happened to Imam Hussein?
Well, we can see now people all over the world, they curse and they don't like and they hate even to remember Yazid and his family how they brought rulership in Islam to a tyranny and corruption, and how Imam Hussein, when he went into this revolution, brought life to Muslims. You think despotism will be followed? No. Dictatorship will be followed? No. Imam Hussein brought values and meanings and great values to this community. They can remember only Imam Hussein because they remember in him all the great meanings of Islam. Equality, justice, and good rulership. And that's why they are eager for and they long for. From long time, they eager for Islamic justice to judge them and to be the final rulership to them. That's why when you say despotism died and die their memory with them, and nobody remember Yazid, for example, but everybody, millions and trillions, they remember Imam Hussein, and they really feel that as if Imam Hussein is talking to them today. And if they live to the values of Imam Hussein, then they will live a happy life and a Muslim life.
All right, those images are live from the Iranian city of Kashan. I'm speaking to Professor of Social Sciences, Mohsen Saleh, is joining us from Beirut. Again, let me remind you, UPress TV viewers, those are live images you're watching from Kashan in Iran. One final question I'd like to ask Mohsen Saleh is that in any story that happens throughout history, there is a lesson for people who are reviewing that. What is the lesson from, what is the teaching of Imam Hussein?
Is Karbala, and every day is